Tyrese sat back in the large seat, enjoying the feel of the leather and the way his legs could stretch out fully.
Nice ride, man,
Roth smirked.
It is.
So, where are we going? A surprise.
Tyrese slid his eyes sideways.
Don't know if I like surprises.
I understand. Roth drove almost a mile before Tyrese spoke again.
What restaurants are out here? I never come this way to eat.
Roth just smiled. After another block, Roth eased the car to the curb. Tyrese looked out the windows.
There's nothing here. This block is all boarded up.
Exactly. The rear passenger door opened and a woman slid inside. As soon as her door closed, Roth accelerated. Tyrese felt a twinge of unease.
What's this? You didn't say anyone else was coming.
Roth raised his eyebrows.
You don't like women? Of course I do. So what's the problem?
Tyrese considered the question. He wasn't sure what the problem was, except he was outnumbered and leaving his home turf. He looked at the woman. She wore a tight black sweater and form-fitting jeans and gazed at him from under long, dark eyelashes. Her skin was lighter than his, but darker than Squeak's, and her long, dark hair framed her face and red, pouty lips like a painting. Tyrese's antenna shot up again, although this time it was a more familiar kind of discomfort, not entirely unwanted. Plus, a woman like that barely counted as a danger. He still outnumbered the people in the car, by size alone.
Would you like to move to the back seat?
Roth said. Tyrese turned forward again, in control.
You know I can't accept bribes or payments. Seriously, man. I'm technically not even supposed to let you buy me dinner.
Roth laughed.
She's not a bribe. She's a woman.
Tyrese looked at her again, and she patted the seat.
Don't worry, Roth said. She's not from the street, even though we picked her up out here. She's class all the way. I had her wait here so she wouldn't scare you off or get you in trouble with your girlfriend.